My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Mike is in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Good movie.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks, you miss us?
Oh, we missed you, man. I'm sure we missed you, man. Melusa used some big words, but nobody can acquiesce it like you guys, man. You can acquiesce it all day long, just like the Mets. We're acquiescing all the way to the playoff, brother. I told you. Mendoza, okay? With his input, when he shut that door, this team took off. When he put Lindor in the leadoff spot, the season took off. You put a C on that kid's chest for next year, it's got to happen, man.
I want your opinion, though, on something Mike dropped in there. He said, put a C on Lindor's chest.
Yeah.
Obviously, Keith and Gary, Johnny Frankel, David Wright. That's it. Short history of captaincy for the Mets. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
I also, much like I said before about the manager of the year or the individual awards, I don't care about that. Even with the captain stuff. Like, I think with David Wright, he was special. I'm trying to think if it's just a Met thing or a Yankee thing. Like,
well, I think it's a sport thing. Like, yeah. I don't get, even Judge is the captain or Jeter. I don't get too wrapped up. You know, Nettles wasn't done. Mattingly,
right.
Randolph, you know, whatever. Guidry, I don't know.
Is it different with basketball? Like, I know the Knicks named Brunson captain, but we all knew that anyway. Like,
but that was a nice public acknowledgement and coronation, if you will, based on his ascent.
Especially after he took less money. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I can't make a big deal of the captaincy, although I do think that he deserves it. All right, there you have it, caller of the day. And look, I've been talking about Lindor and the captain stuff, and that's what we've been talking about a lot throughout the course of the show, BT. Anything you missed, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Started the show talking about the Mets. We worked the Yankees in hour two, and we started turning our attention to football after we had Brian Baldinger on at 1240, so you can get all of that on the free Odyssey app here. Now, one thing before we get back to the calls, we're talking about Malik Nabers and the Giants unretiring number one, and what do you think? You know, for me, it's just I don't think it makes any sense to unretire numbers, period, where I know, BT, you disagree, but how about this? Calling the plays officially, Brian Daboll. Now, we knew that.
Yeah.
I feel like this is old news, but Daboll, I guess, today announced himself that he will be calling the plays for the Giants this upcoming season.
Not surprised. It's funny. I think Connor was on the station when we were off, and I think that he said something that I've kind of said that not everybody agrees with, which is fine, but I think that this is a bit of a make-or-break-it year for Brian Daboll, and I'm a huge fan. But when you have a really good year and then you have an ugly year, like they did a year ago, I'm not saying it's all his fault, and then you have, okay, I'm going to take control of the play call. Like, there's only so many more checkpoints.
Right.
The defensive coordinator, who I didn't get along with, he's gone. You know, I mean, again, I think Dable's a huge asset, but I think this is a massive year for him. I think some people are missing the boat with that.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to get fired either way. If the Giants finish 3-14, I still don't think Dable's getting fired.
If it's ugly, again, I'm going to use the word combustible. You think they're less about wins, more about the cohesion of the building.
Are they going to fire Shane and Dable or let Shane pick another head coach?
Hopefully neither, because I think both are going to be really good at their job. I'm just saying, I'm painting the mindset.
Paint the worst case hypothetical scenario.
Listen, I think the Giants will be 7-10 this year. Right, 6-11, 7-10, best spot 8-9.
If it falls apart, I still don't believe that if the Giants fell off this year and was awful, 3-14, whatever bad record you want to throw out there, I still don't believe they'd fire the GM or the head coach.
I think Belichick would be in.
Oh, no.
I honestly do. I do.
I just don't see it that way. Anyway, Dable calling the plays. I like that. Being in control. Hey, if you're going to hire an offensive guy to be your head coach, you want him calling the plays. I mean, that's part of the appeal here. So he should be doing that, and he will be doing that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.